24th. Because what happens in the tax loss selling is the actual trade has to settle before the end of the year. So I would have to just double check to see if how many days are left with weekends and, you know, obviously the Christmas holidays. But I believe the 24th will be the last day.
Last tax loss selling of the season. Okay.
What tax loss selling is, Dennis, is that, for example, in non-registered accounts, when a position might be underwater and in a loss position by the end of the year, you can actually sell a position, or realize that capital loss, and you know, just make it a little better for your taxes. You can carry the tax loss forward if you don't have any gains in that year, or it can be used against gains in the past. And so you have a couple of things that you might want to just do some planning there. You can rebuy the position, but you have to wait 30 days for it to qualify.
Good information. Thank you, Paul and Oliver, on that one. We're going to keep moving here because we've got a couple extra questions that we want to get in today. But Bruce from Penticton just wants to know, what is return of capital? Return of capital, Rick.
Return of capital, you do see return of capital components in different investments. You know, you can see them in annuities, and you can, if you remember the old income trust days, there was generally a return of capital component in that distribution that they had every year. There are still some of those out there, whether it's the REITs, some of the different investments, but it's basically your own money coming back to you. So it just, why they do this is they try and basically provide a steady, consistent income stream. And, you know, with rates going up and down, sometimes, you know, the returns are not quite as equal to the distribution. So they have a certain return of capital component.
Return of capital in one of our questions here today on the long and the short of it. We always do this on Sundays, by the way, 8:10 in the morning, 8:10 in the evening. You can catch it twice here on Soul Country. Rick, as far as in the office goes, I was touching on this last week, but you're getting comfortable in the city center building. Is it hard for people to find you on the second floor there?
Oh, I don't think so. No, it's, you know, right downtown there. And, you know, so I do have a number of people that, you know, drop in and say hi. And, you know, but probably the best way to get a hold of me is either via email or on the phone. And, you know, you can give me a call at 487-7630. And if you have any questions, I'll try and answer them.
Yeah, the general format, though, is you just want to have a sit down, first of all. It's not a hard-hitting affair. You just want to find out a little bit more and wrap your head around how people think about finance, or at least where they're at and how they've generated income till now, and then you work it from there, don't you?
Yeah, quite often it basically comes down to a hierarchy, actually, Dennis. Of there's always that that one question or that one need that seems to be pressing over everything else. And so generally start there and then work our way through the whole process.
We're going to come right back. We've got a couple more questions. Daryl, I know you're standing by. Actually, Daryl and Michelle are coming up 1-2 on that one to answer your questions here on IPC Financial. Rick David and the long and the short of it. Back after this.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. We're back for the long and the short of it, and we'll go right to Daryl's question in Penticton. What is the Smith maneuver? This sounds like a health issue, but it's not, obviously.
Yeah, Smith maneuver, that's basically using, and it's quite often used in the context of a person's home, but you can use it, I guess, in the context of someone's investment account. But really it is to, borrow money on your home or some other asset and then use those funds to enter into buying different investments. And basically you have to be careful just exactly how it's done, but the interest then on that loan would be deductible against the earnings in your investment portfolio. And I don't use it, but that's basically what it is.
That's interesting. We were talking about oil and the price of gas earlier in the show, Rick, and just while I'm thinking about it here, I've been following CTV News World and their coverage of house prices, I guess, being too high and supposed to come back down again. Will we see that settle down as we work through 2015?
That's a good question, Dennis. It's going to vary always between, geographic locations here. You know, it depends. Quite often house prices are, can be, basically centered around what economic activity in a certain area. So whether a new mill comes in or, whether there's more activity in oil and gas. And then even in the local region here, if we have more migration of folks coming to the Valley to retire, that can just put a local sort of skew on real estate prices. But I think going forward, there's a number of things that, kind of are going to be headwinds. And obviously, any uptick in interest rates is going to be one of them. And honestly, we've been talking about that uptick for quite a few years. And it's only just recently that, there's some dialogue that there could be higher rates next year.
Interesting, because we look on the other side of the world, we're always thinking about Asia. But, as we're doing this show today, Japan's just going through a snap election there because they're trying to get out of some tough times. Interesting.
Yeah. Japan's been in it wasn't, three or four, probably about 30 years ago, and people were all saying, Japan was going to buy, everything in here in North America, and that sure changed. It sure didn't work for them, and so they've been in probably an economy that would be closely called stagflation with, inflating prices but zero growth.
Interesting. Michelle in Penticton, we'll wrap up the show with hers today. Michelle, I told you we'd get it in here. What is an RRIF meltdown?
Oh, a RIF meltdown? That's a strategy, and I haven't heard that in a little while, but it's a strategy that was out there, and it still is. But basically what it is it's an insurance leverage, which is you're borrowing money to get basically the amounts of your RRSP out. And you offset that with some interest. With the way interest rates are at such low rates today, I don't think that it is even economical or even will work at the current time.
There's so much to get to know on all this, too. Well, we've only got a minute and a half left on the show here today, Rick, but as far as getting in contact, we've talked a little bit about that on the show today. You don't meet with people on weekends, do you? You do this during the week, right?
Yeah. No, I'm there from... generally, I'm in early, but I'm generally there and available to appointments to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And on weekends there's enough time during the week there that we can schedule a time. And, I've got all my ducks in a row in the office too, that, if there's something that I need to, access there to answer a person's questions, I haven't.
Yeah. And of course, in the financial world, you're working a little bit different than the rest of us because you're generally working on Eastern time because the market's open 3 hours ahead of us because of the time change. So that's why you're in there early.
That's right. Yeah. You want to sort of get an idea and, everything's going 24/7. So by the time I'm in there, there's already seen what's happened in Asia and Europe's going, so we're just getting started here.
So that's the way it is. Well, we've answered 7 questions today, and as mentioned, we usually get to 6 or 7 questions on this show every week. If you have any questions you want to ask Rick, you can email them, drop them off, or go and see him in the City Center building in downtown Penticton. That'll do it for this show. Rick David from IPC Financial in Penticton supplies Sow Country with a business report weekday mornings at 8:10. The Long and the Short of It, Sundays at 8:10 in the morning, 8:10 8, 10 in the evening. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David, not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund.